from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back. Midday Show live today, broadcasting from 94 WIP's Camp Comeback at the Dover Care Complex, driven by Hitch RV. Hitch RV, your premier family-owned dealership for locations. Go to hitchrv.com. 215-592-9494. We'll get back to the phone lines in just a minute here, as we got a lot to talk about with this Eagles team. Are they a lock to win the NFC? Hugh believes they are. I am not ready to go there after the way last season ended, and I need to see it. I want to see this team come together, a lot of new parts, young defense, two new coordinators. We'll see how great Jalen is with a new offense, how long that takes. I see the talent. We've seen it in many practices as we are on the second to last day of the training camp portion of the summer, but I'm not willing to go there yet, the lock thing. I mean, Kyle's going wire to wire. I'm not ready to go there. 215-592-9494. And we're looking for the biggest Cowboy hater today for a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League. But here we got a big baseball series start tonight. The Phillies down in Atlanta taking on the Braves. A chance to really bury the Braves over the next week and a half as they play them three in Atlanta tonight, starting tonight. And then next weekend, four here in Philadelphia. And here the Braves, who have had so many injuries this year, were dealt another huge one yesterday. Austin Riley going to miss 6 to 8 weeks, which is basically the rest of the regular season, with a right-hand fracture. So no Acuna, no Austin Riley, no Spencer Strider. They have been, snake-bitten is probably putting it lightly. They have been decimated by injuries this season.
Yeah, man, and when you talk about it, like I was just when I got the news, we were in a meeting yesterday, and I went immediately to social media and was looking at some of my friends down there in Atlanta and see what they were thinking. And basically, they just feel like, the season's over, snake bitten. When you talk about all your big guns being hurt and all the injuries that you've had to deal with all season long, man, it's tough. So this is an opportunity for the Phillies to go down there and take care of the business and lack of a better way of saying it, put the Braves out their misery, man.
Yeah, finish him. I mean, the Phillies are up 7 right now, so they play them 7 times over the next 2 weeks.
Put them out of their misery.
Between now and Labor Day, it's 7 games against the Braves. They could absolutely put them out of their misery. By the way, I'm not sure the Braves are going to make the playoffs. The Braves hold a 1.5 game lead for the final playoff spot over the Mets. The Phillies could not only knock the Braves out, just end the division race for good. They could knock the Braves out of the playoffs the next couple weeks by beating them up. So, Phillies, Braves tonight. Zach Wheeler on the mound for the Phillies. One more Phillies thing, and then back to your phone calls on all things Eagles, and you can chime in the Phillies. Hugh, I saw something this morning that I think will make you feel better about your stance on the Phillies yesterday, Rob Thompson. All right, so Matt Gelb of The Athletic wrote this about the Phillies and wrote it about the decision-making when it comes to who plays and who doesn't and days off. You ready for this?
Yes.
I'm going to read it to you from Matt Gelb's article over The Athletic. Quote, team officials spend significant energy every day taking their best guess at quantifying who is and who isn't available.
Analytics.
They have measurements, there you go, to determine who might need added rest. This input comes from the medical staff, which holds considerable sway over the manager. It's why a regular not in the lineup on a given day might be told not to take a single swing in the cage. The Phillies have entered each of the past 2 Octobers with almost all their players available. It's why Rob Thompson diligently adheres to the suggestions, even if some might make him look dumb. End of quote.
So break it down in layman's terms for those folks that basically don't understand what you're saying.
Basically,
Joe.
The analytics team, medical team, is telling Topper it's best for the long term if we give guys full days off. He's listening. He goes along with it, even if it makes him look ridiculous, like, you know, sending Cal Stevenson up instead of Bryce Harper.
Ha! To all y'all that were mad at me yesterday and talked about the money, Howard, I know you're listening. Ha! Ha ha.
Now, it doesn't make it right, and he doesn't have to listen. But it just adds context.
No, but this is the age that we live in. And see, this is why I'm progressive, and everybody else, y'all are left in the dust. You are being dinosaurs right now. You're living in the past. You need to upgrade. You need to upgrade your software.
We don't have to like it.
Oh, here, we're trying to win baseball games
here. No, I hear what you're saying, but this stuff matters. And you know what? The first thing that most people say, I remember back in 1986. When guys used to drink 8 beers and smoke 2 packs of cigarettes to go out there and pitch a no-hitter.
It was Dick Allen at 72 for the White Sox and 3 beers, all right?
My story sounded so much better.
But Douglas.
This is the world that we live in. And you know what the biggest difference is? And this is the thing that I tend to realize that other people don't. Athletes are bigger, stronger, and faster, so they're putting more stress on their bodies now as opposed to when they did back in the day. So that's why all of this stuff matters. The psyche of the player matters. The fact that, you know, you might be physically able to do it but not mentally, all of that stuff matters. I feel even better now than I did yesterday when all of you were vilifying me and calling me mean and hurtful names and coming on my Instagram page and talking about how much you can't stand me. Ha!
That comment must have got to you. All right, so here's the way I feel after reading that and adding some more context to it, okay? Kyle, it doesn't change how I feel about the decision on Sunday.
No.
I'm just now I'm mad at someone else.
Yeah, I
get it. Toppers and the coaches manage have to do this. They have to kind of take the arrows, right? Like, Topper's executing the plan that he's being told is best. I understand it, and I think maybe in retrospect, we were too hard on him. It doesn't mean I like the decision anymore. I still think the decision, and it's over the top, and it's wrong. I just now feel like it's not all Topper. If he had his way, maybe he wouldn't do it the same way.
It's like Sirianni looking like a fool for A.J. Brown,
yes,
and,
exactly,
and Jalen Hurts doing their own thing.
Because he did look foolish. I mean, like, to let Cal Stevenson hit is foolish. Now we just have some explanation, a little more context on why. Doesn't make it right.
You know what's funny? And that's one of the main reasons why. When you remember last year when guys were talking about, hey, I was tired and all this other good stuff. It used to be like this. I don't know if it's like this now, but when you walk into the NovaCare, they have a juice bar. And
I think
they have the juice bar. They have all these analytics that they use when they work out. These workouts are specific to each individual
player.
Well,
they could track everything.
Everything. Yeah. That's why I feel when guys are talking about they were tired last year, I didn't believe it because they track how you train, how much exercise you're getting, how much rest you're getting, and they're catering and tailoring stuff to your specific body needs. Same thing in everything that we do now. The athletes that are playing now are bigger, stronger, faster, better than they ever been before because of that. That's why all of this stuff matters, and when you give guys the days off, it's not because they probably can't go. They probably can't go, but you're trying to optimize
right
their ability and their skill set by doing things like that. Y'all need to get progressive, man. That's all I'm saying. You folks need to get progressive.
Yeah, but say you people. Here's the problem.
I didn't say you people.
You take it too far.
How am I taking it too far?
Well, I mean, you told an active linebacker in the NFL that defense doesn't matter.
I mean, I did. He was not happy about that.
No, he looked at you like you're crazy. He actually looked at me first like, is this guy kidding?
No, but it's the truth. Sometimes people can't handle the truth.
Well,
why
often
do I feel like Jack Nicholson right now. You cannot handle the truth that I am bringing to you today on these radio airwaves. Y'all need to start listening to me, man. Like, you know, you talk about taking my victory lap. I'm taking this one.
I think most of people like me, they listen, I hear everything you say, and I just shake my head and say he's crazy.
Kyle, we don't need that. When I'm on a roll like this, we don't need that. We don't need that dose of reality.
Yeah, I think he's getting a big head over here because the Phillies team doctors are letting Topper off the hook.
I'm just saying, man, I don't just be on this radio airwaves willy-nilly. I kind of know. I have some kind of idea of where I'm going when I talk about some of the stuff that I
know about.
You know what, Kyle? I can't stand you.
Sometimes when you do that, I'm just waiting. I'm wondering which one it's going to be. Is it going to be the 2-1? Is it going to be the enemy one? I know it, something's happening, though. All right, let's go back to the phone lines here. 215-592-9494. Chuck in Mount Airy thinks the Eagles are a lock to win this division. Hey, Chuck.
Yo, Gilio, what's the dealio?
What's up, man?
Chuck, what's up, pal?
What's up, man? Hey, listen, it's a lock. Lock it in, 13 wins this year. That should be enough to win this division and get us the number one seed in the NFC. I just don't like the reporting that Elliott gave yesterday, and I love Elliott. But as far as rotating linebackers, that like my man Hugh said, that dog ain't going hunting, man. You know what I mean? You know, great defenses don't rotate linebackers. You got your set linebacker. You rotate defensive linemen. You rotate, you know, a nickelback, you know, or put a nickel package in. But you don't rotate linebackers. You got your set linebackers. Unless there's an injury occur or something like that, you don't rotate linebackers, man.
So Chuck, who do you want? Do you want Bond or do you want N'Kobe?
I want Trott.
Ooh.
Simple as that. I want Trott Jr. in there. That's it. You drafted the kid, he come from football pedigree. His father was one of the top five linebackers when he played in the league. You know what I mean? He knows football, man. I want Trott in there with Devin White. You know what I mean? I think Devin White, you know, his best moment's going to come in the regular season. He's not a training camp, you know, preseason, you know, any type of linebacker. You're not going to see anything out of him. You know, regular season, which means you judge Devin White. But I want Trott in there, you know, to start the season. I know that's not going to happen.
But he could get in there eventually. I mean, yeah, Chuck, it's interesting. The last few years, they've drafted a lot of young defensive players. I mean, this thing, it feels like it's turning over. It's just a matter of how quickly they get them all on the field at once. But, I mean, we keep hearing Trott's played well and the Kobe's played well. I mean, these guys are going to get – I think they're going to reach the field. Hugh, what do you make of the idea of what Vic said yesterday Chuck is talking about here, of a rotation.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
At the inside linebacker.
Well, you know, Chuck, we did it with, and I said LeVar Arrington yesterday, but I meant LeVon Kirkland.
Yeah, LeVon when you Kirkland, said that, yeah. I was like, what's he talking about?
Yeah, we had LeVon Kirkland as somewhat of a rotation when he was here, because we had Barry Gardner, and there were certain downs that LeVon played, and then Barry Gardner would come into play. The only problem with that is that you have a tail. So I'm all for whatever makes this defense more dynamic. And then you got to look at it like this, Chuck. Hopefully, with all them interchangeable linebackers, hopefully our offense is scoring a lot of points. So then it won't matter, because you're making the other team you're playing one-dimensional. Now, when it becomes a problem, is when you have one of those linebackers that might be a run stuffer, and he's out there on passing downs, and a team leaves him stuck out there.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught.
Yeah, you don't want to get caught out there. Yeah.
That's the thing, and that's why LeVon Kirkland got caught out there when Joe Giravicius caught that pass. I wish Barry Gardner was out there that play. He's still running right now in my mind from 2002, and he caught that pass and ran past LeVon Kirkland and Blaine Bishop. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I get it, but I just want the best players out there, man. You know what I mean? You know, you get all these interchangeable pieces. That's fine. But I want the best players out there on defense, man. And I think Jeremiah Trotter Jr. is going to be among one of the best players on defense when he finally starts, you know, getting in there and actually playing, you know, every down. You know,
Chuck, I'm with you. And even if they're young and they take their lumps, I'm willing to live with that. And then maybe by the end of the season next year, you know, it all comes together. All right, Chuck, why are you the biggest Cowboys hater? I'm sure you got a good answer for us.
I got two of them, man. Well, listen, the first one where I started, the football fantasy, right?
Mm-hmm.
And – you know, I didn't know how to truly play. So, you know, I mean, I had the computer pick for me, you know, at the beginning of the draft, and they picked CeeDee Lamb, and I cut his ass as soon as I picked him. Off my roster, you go. And I know it put me in a hole, but I cut him immediately. I didn't want no Cowboys on my roster at all. You know what I mean? That stench on my roster. So, yeah, you know, I cut CeeDee Lamb off my roster, and I wound up finishing – yeah, I didn't finish good in that league, you know, for that reason. But I'd rather sacrifice that than to have a Cowboy on my roster and win with them.
You know, before you go on, that's even stronger than not drafting a guy. I mean, you cut one of the better players in the league because you didn't want him on your team. All right, what's your second one?
Yeah, and the second one is the pickle juice game. You know, and it inspired me so much, right? That pickle juice game was like a Super Bowl for me. That was the beginning of the year. That was a transitional Eagles franchising moment. You know what I mean? That's when we start being a great franchise with Andy Reid.
And you know what? It also, Chuck, was the end of the Cowboys. Like, that was when I realized they were dead, right? Because they had been falling off the last couple years from when they were great. And it was like the shift of the NFC East right there.
Yep. So what happened is, you know, the pickle juice game inspired me during my workouts to drink pickle juice each and every one of my workouts. It was like, you know, the hatred for the Cowboys was so much. When we beat their tails that game, it just made me like, you know what? I'm going to start putting some pickle juice in my Gatorade bottle when I go work out. And that's one of the reasons why I hate the Cowboys so much. You know,
I like it, Chuck. Chuck, these are good ones. Chuck, appreciate the phone call. I mean, the guy cut CeeDee Lamb, and then he started down in pickle juice at workouts.
Yeah, that's a lot.
That was strong.
It was strong.
That's very, very strong.
I mean, he got inspired by you drinking pickle juice.
Yeah, yeah. And you know what's funny? That's when Gatorade got mad at Rick Burkholder for that.
Because it became like a story. And
and they're like, what the hell are you doing? You giving me all this damn Gatorade and you using pickle juice.
You guys were big underdogs in that game, too. That was in the moment, a surprise. Obviously, you look back now, like, it makes sense, right? You guys were ascending, they were falling off, but no one knew that before that game was kicked off.
Yeah, man, and I'll never forget that because I remember Rick being on the phone and the folks at Gatorade yelling and screaming, and then that's when they came out with those enhancement packets.
Add into your drinks?
To add to you remember that?
Yeah.
When they put it was like extra, like, saltiness.
Right.
To add in because of the pickle juice stuff. So, yeah, that was crazy.
You know what's interesting is Chuck went through, you're talking about Trot and wanting him to play. And, you know, we'll see how they rotate the veterans and the young guys. Here, there could be a chance this year at some point. There's a lot of young players on the field at the same time on defense. They have a lot.
No question.
I mean, if you go through it, right, the three defensive linemen are all young, the three starters, right? You have Jordan Davis, Jalen Carter, Milton Williams, right? Outside, you could have moments where it's Quinyon Mitchell playing corner, Cooper DeJean playing corner, Keely Ringo, Isaiah Rogers, all young. Two inside young linebackers with Trot and with the Kobe Dean.
Yes.
You could even And Chauncey Gardner-Johnson's not old, but he's a vet. You even have Blankenship at Sidney Brown. Like, there could be moments where they have, I don't know, 8, 9, 10 really young players on defense at the same time.
And they're going to go through growing pains. I think when I hear Coach Fangio talk, and he talks about, and people ask you, what is his defense going to be? That's the biggest thing. Like, you can, as a young player, you can go out there and you can study for every moment that you anticipate, but there's nothing like in-game learning when it comes to stuff like
on the job training type stuff.
Yeah, man, and it's just different because, like I said, I remember vividly my rookie year, man. The biggest thing that I had to learn how it's just to, like, it sounds like a crazy thing, but just to breathe. Like, I remember being in the huddle and running two plays and would be gassed and felt like I was gassed. And then it's all, it's third down, it's time to pass rush. And I'm like, oh, snap. This, you know, I'm tired. This is wrestling with this grown-ass man trying to put hands on me, and now I got to go get after the quarterback. That's the biggest thing. And the game is faster. The game is much faster. I can't describe to the average person how much faster the game is from practice to preseason to the actual games. And then in the playoffs, it's another level. I can't describe to you. It's one of those things that I remember coming to a game here at the Link one time, and I brought my son with me, and I was thinking to myself, just in them moving around, I was like, damn, I can't believe I used to do this because they move so fast. You don't realize how fast they're moving until you're out there. And that's something where, you know, you always hear guys say the game slows down. And you heard when they talk about Jeremiah Trotter Jr., how it looks like the game has slowed down for him. There's a lot going on, man, that it takes a while for you to adjust to. Perfect example, when you talk about that Kansas City defense from the first year that they won. They're going for the three-peat now, but the first year that they won it, trying to get to the three-peat.
2 years ago.
Yeah. Those corners were young.
It was Snead and McDuffie. Yeah,
yes, they were young. And they were taking their lumps. Their receivers last year were young, but they let them play. They let them take those lumps. That experience is the best teacher, man. And you're going to have that with this defense. You're going to have to be patient with this defense.
215-592-9494. 3 minutes from now, your chance to win a $50 gift card to Burger King. I'll give you the details. First, let's talk to Trey in Deptford. Hey, Trey.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
Good, Trey. What's up?
Going on. I had to call because, like, I mean, I know I'm a Dallas fan, and, like, I'm a realistic Dallas fan, though.
What have I done to deserve this?
But the reality, like, these Eagles fans calling up 13-4, the division's a lock. Like, your defense is 10 what-ifs. You got Slay, and you guys act like Jalen Carter's, like, you know, Clyde Simmons. He played like what?
More like Jerome Brown.
Yeah, he'll be better than Clyde.
Yeah, he's more like Jerome.
Yeah, that's what you're hoping for. You know? You're hoping he had to, you know, he'd be Corey Simon. Look at him.
Okay, well, how about this? Can I ask you a question? What are you hoping, realistically, what are you hoping for from the Dallas Cowboys this year? Like, with all the turmoil that you have.
Okay, I'm going to break the turmoil, but I expect 12-5, and we in the mix.
How do you expect 12-5?
I mean, your team got worse. You were 12-5 last year. It's not as good of a football team.
How did we get worse? Who did we lose on defense? Name one person we lost on defense.
They lost the defensive end that went to Washington.
Yeah, he left.
Okay. And then another one of the guys get hurt?
And CeeDee Lamb is not out there yet. CeeDee Lamb
is not. CeeDee Lamb, that's okay. And you make a thing about
you lose Tyron. You lost Tyron Smith, too.
And Tony Pollard.
He's misses every other game.
Who's the running back? Who's the running back?
Ezekiel Elliott?
No, you can't. Yeah, it's got to be a joke.
He'll be fine.
It's a prank. I mean, no team is starting Ezekiel Elliott in the NFL.
You know how much did Ezekiel get his number back? He didn't get his number back, did he?
All that you guys just said, why is Las Vegas basically got a break even on who's going to win?
Well, they don't anymore. They did about 2 months ago.
It's -120, -130.
It's close. It's close. Well, because the Cowboys have a more consistent quarterback. That's the reason. He's more consistent.
Because we got a way better defense. You have a better offense. But our defense compared to your defense, it's not even close. Not even close. We lost Van Der Esch, and we got Michael Kendricks, who he just tackled. That's what he's good at, making tackles every year, over 100 tackles.
Michael Kendricks, the former Eagle? Or Eric Kendricks?
Eric Kendricks.
Yeah, I was going to say, it can't be Michael Kendricks. Yeah, I got you. And they got Zimmer now running the defense. I don't think your team's going to be awful. Trey, I'm good. I can't do anymore. I don't think the Cowboys are going to be awful, but I also think they're coming back to the pack. I mean, I don't think they're winning 12 games this year. To me, it's more like 9 or 10 for the Cowboys. But the Eagles also have – I don't want to agree with them. I do think they have questions. 215-592-9494. All right, calls on this in the final hour. Are the Eagles a lock to win the NFCs? I don't believe so. Hugh locked it up before I even got the sentence out this morning.
Yeah, I'm with that. Yeah,
at 10:02, he locked up the division.
I'm hoping spring's eternal.
Locking up a division, then the season hasn't started yet. Kyle's got a Sharpie back in the studio writing down the Eagles division champions. I think they're printing hats over there and T-shirts for division champions. I'm not ready to go there yet. Your phone calls on that. biggest Cowboy hater we hear today gets a spot in the Midday Show Fantasy Football League and Camp Comeback Stock Watch after the break following Eagles practice today, including Saquon, a little banged up. We'll tell you about that coming up next. 215-592-9494 is the phone number to hop in. And I did mention the $50 gift card to Burger King. Caller number two right now to the contest line, 215-988-1258. Caller number two, 215-988-1258, wins a $50 gift card to Burger King. All your calls next. Camp Comeback Stock Watch as well. Midday Show, Sports Radio 94 WIP. And let me tell you, my friends over at FanDuel, you've heard us talk a lot about FanDuel in partnership with Valley Forge Casino, America's number one sportsbook. Well, we have something a little different for you now. Through September 22nd, all FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get a three-week free trial of NFL Sunday Ticket from YouTube and YouTube TV. And by the way, they just came out with a new feature this morning I saw where you can now customize the four games you watch on YouTube TV for the Sunday Ticket, the quad box. Last year, so you got to pick like the pre-made one for you, and sometimes they didn't have the games you wanted. Now, any four games you want each Sunday. Then with a YouTube TV-based plan, you'll be able to watch every regular season Sunday out-of-market game. All you need is a Google account and a current form of payment, and you can cancel anytime. Visit FanDuel.com/GIGLIO to download America's number one sportsbook. FanDuel Sportsbook is the official partner of 94 WIP.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.